Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. In episode 111, I spoke with Maggie Reyes all about creating a five-star marriage, being a Ritz-Carlton marriage rather than the Econolodge along the freeway. Nothing wrong with Econolodge, but you know what I'm saying. I want the five-star, right? But so often we get stuck in the murky muck, the swamp of noticing everything that's wrong in the relationship. Oh, well, I want my spouse to call me and say he loves me, but he never remembers to call. He doesn't even think of me. And then we get stuck with the flaw. Expectation and reality has a big gap in between. Maybe you want your spouse to make dinner so you can have a break, or to take the kids for the day so you can have some quiet. We focus on all these things we want. We start to believe that those behaviors are equated with love. But I want to challenge you to think about it differently. And instead of thinking and focusing on what you want, to really shift it and apply the platinum rule, which is, what does my spouse want? What would give my spouse that five-star experience in our relationship? Whoa, total energy shift, right? We're shifting from want and need to an energy of service, of empowerment, of being a person with talents, gifts, abilities, and love to share. What does my spouse want from me? What would create a five-star experience in our marriage for my spouse? That is my challenge for you today, to write those things down. And I've analyzed this for myself. And when I read between the lines and actually get my spouse to verbalize what he wants, I understand that he wants some peace and quiet, which happens to be exactly what I want a lot of the time. With six kids around, all the way, you know, from 17 down to 4, it can be so noisy here. And so I have to think about not just getting my peace and quiet, taking care of me, but being truly in that partnership where I create the five-star marriage experience for my spouse. How can I help him create that quiet and peace that he craves? The time for him to rest, the time for him to recuperate. He very much gives a lot of time and energy in our marriage. He does most of the cooking. He puts our girls to bed. He helps to clean up. And it is a great partnership. But I think so often we get focused on getting our spouse to do what we want that we forget, what can I do for my spouse? And I want to challenge you to think about that today and make that a mindset shift. How can you serve, being the servant, the person with an abundance of love to share? And it will make things so much happier and create that five-star experience. And probably it would motivate your spouse to start creating the five-star experience in your marriage for you as well. That is my happy bit for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next time. And until then, make it a great weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.